Today's devotional is called Walk Among Lord's Kingdom. Scripture verse. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered, because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times." Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Mark 4 verses 1 through 12. Yesterday I focused on what do parables mean to you. Today I decided to focus on the meaning of the parable itself. What kinds of places did the seed fall? We see that the seed fell in four different places: along the path, on rocky places, among the thorns, on good soil. What happened to the seed that fell along the path? The birds came and ate it up. The seed that fell on rocky places, four things happened. It did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. When the sun came up, the plants were scorched. The plants withered because they had no root. Next, we see what happened to the seed that fell among the thorns. They grew up and choked the plants. They did not bear grain. Next, we see what happened to the seed that fell on good soil. It came up, it grew, it produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Now let us look at verses 13 to 20 to find out why things happen this way. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among the thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Other seeds sown on good soil hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times that was sown." Mark 4 verses 13 through 20. I learned the path I choose will determine my walk with the Lord. In every path, the seed refers to the word that is sown. The sower is God, who represents the farmer. The question is how the word of God will be handled. There are four ways, friend, the word of God can be handled, but only one of them is the right way that will produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. That is amazing to know that the word of God will produce a crop in us when we handle it properly in our lives. So I ask you now, dear friend, where are you at your walk with God? Dear friend, your walk with God is dependent on what you do with the Word of God that is sown in your life. I have learned 4 things that can happen to us in the 21st century, but lasting happiness only comes from one of those 4 things. To desire that one thing, it helps for us to know about the pitfalls the other 3 can cause, so I want to share them with you using the University of Pittsburgh campus as a context, but it does not have to be limited to the University of Pittsburgh campus. Let us look at soil 1 right now along the path. Many people hear the Word of God right here on Pitt campus. We have classes called Bible as Literature 1 and 2 that are offered. No one can say those students have not had exposure to Scripture. Each one of them has had exposure to Scripture. Many in the world have had exposure to Scripture, yet not all of them are saved or come to the knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. We need to ask ourselves why. Jesus himself gives the reason, which is evident by verse 15. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Why do you think that happens? Many people believe there are many paths to God and do not take the words written in the Bible seriously. Those who do not take the Bible as the Word of God seriously have already hardened their hearts to the truth and lose the word from their hearts as Satan takes it away. Soil 2 on rocky places. Friend, do you receive the word with joy? Maybe you are very excited to hear the word of God at church or wherever it is being proclaimed. That is awesome and great. What do you do with the word of God in times of temptation or testing? Many people do receive the word of God with joy when they hear it. It is joyful for them to have the word. They believe they can hold on to the word with all their heart. Yet, how many people do we know that have been raised in a Christian home fall away from the faith, or those that have come to college fall away from the faith? Why? Jesus gives the answer in verses Mark 4, verses 16 through 17. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Let me tell you, if there was a place of persecution for your faith, it would mostly be on the college setting, with our professors, with peer pressure, or at home with family members. Why do you think that happens? Many students who come to college shun their faith as they cannot handle trials and tribulations and the testing of their own faith in classes such as philosophy, biology, geology, astronomy, anthropology, etc. The problem is not with the classes themselves, for many followers of Christ have come before you who are philosophers, biologists, geologists, astronomers, not astrologists, anthropologists, etc. For we need God's people in every field of academia to make a difference. The problem here is that those who listen just to the professor's remarks and what textbooks say, take it at face value. If they would take the same approach to the Word of God, they will see the difference. However, they never allow God's Word to take root in their lives. Many just take what professors feed them. Not everything they say is the truth. If we disagree with our professors, we need to challenge their thinking courteously. I have always done that, and I have sought the Lord. The professors start to respect that. Through my college years in philosophy, psychology, poetry, gender writing classes, I wrote about Jesus. In my legal studies classes, I've talked to the professors about Jesus. In my internship in legal studies, I've focused on the ultimate lawgiver, the creator of the universe. The key is taking the word of God and allowing the word to make the difference in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Soil 3. Among the thorns. You are a follower of Christ and do not allow Satan to take the word from your heart or let testing let you fall away. Yet do you feel stagnant in your Christian walk? Why? Jesus gives the reasons in Mark 4 verses 18 through 19. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Friend, many students allow the pleasures, comfort zones, and the need for fun, fame, and fortune to crowd out Jesus from their life. This, however, does not mean the followers of Christ cannot have any fun, become famous, or try to amass a fortune. There is nothing wrong with fun, fame, and fortune. When they come in God's timing, and the way they come is not through sinful means. The problem is, even though people on this soil may come to Jesus now and then with a quiet time here and there, it is not consistent though. Their time with the Lord through study of His Word, prayer, and church life is not consistent. Hence, they never become mature as Christians, but feel their faith has become stagnant. Let us look at soil number 4, my friend, good soil. What is different about those on good soil? I like the way Luke verse 8:15 describes those on good soil, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. Friend, we see 5 important points here. They have a noble heart, they have a good heart, they hear the word, they retain the word, they persevere with the word in their hearts, in their lives. This results in an abundant harvest. Friend, the parable of the sower, chronologically the first of Christ's parables, is a prophecy about the acceptance of the good tidings of the gospel by mankind. In it is narrated how men accept the word of God in different ways and how this word acts differently on men depending on the state of your soul. So I ask you now, dear friend, what kind of soil are you on? What is the condition of your heart? How seriously do you take the word of God? Are you along the path? If you have been on the path and feel the word of God is taken away from you, it does not have to be that way. Satan's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus' purpose is to give life in all its fullness. If you have never heard God's solid word in your heart, you don't have to wait. You can start in the word from now on. Spend time in the word of God daily. Look for a Bible study to go to. If you are in the Pittsburgh area, I'm part of a Bible study group called Potter's Clay, which is part of Oakland International Fellowship. They would love to have you there. Let me know. They are one of the best Bible study groups I have been part of. We have worship, icebreaker, study of God's word, prayer time, and community building time with food. Are you on rock, my friend? The rocky soil. If you have been the one who has received the word with joy at one time, but now you are so confused and hurt because of all the testing you have been facing, it does not have to be that way. Many of the classes you take can test your faith, confuse you, and make you doubt, but God offers you a solution. Yes, He does, friend. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is head over every power and authority. Colossians 2 verses 6 through 10. You do not have to be confused and hurt, friend. Jesus never promised we would escape from testing, trials, and tribulations, but He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Matthew 28:20 says, He has promised, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Friend, you can be rooted in the Word by being committed to the Word of God. No matter what is happening, God will not forsake you. Please do not forsake your daily quiet times with the Lord. If you have trouble with your quiet times, have free booklets that will help you with your quiet times. Friend, are you among the thorns? If you have been the one who has allowed life's worries, pleasures, and riches to come in the way, to become thorns, crowding out your relationship with the Lord, I say it again, it does not have to be that way. You can mature in your Christian faith. I know being in college, we can be prone to life's worries, etc. But the Lord Jesus offers you hope, friend. He does indeed. Matthew 6 verses 25 through 34 says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to this life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown in the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has trouble of its own. Friend, you can become a mature Christian. Take the help the Lord provides. I say once again, join a small group Bible study this spring of 2008. Have your quiet times daily with the Lord through His Word and prayer. And most of all, be involved in fellowship with other believers. Don't be a lone ranger, Christian. Friend, are you on good soil? If you are the one who feels like they're on good soil, take heed lest you fall back into the other soils. Satan is crafty and will try all means to get to you to be on his side. Therefore, friend, claim these promises. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. James 4, 7 and 8. Remember, friend, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. John 4, 4. 1 John. Each of you knows, friend, where you are at your own walk with God. You could have already known, even before I shared with you what I have learned. No matter where you are, if you are not on the good soil, you can be on the good soil, friend. It does not have to be one day. It can be right now. Now is the time of salvation. Friend, Hebrews 9, 26 through 27 says, just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was crucified once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Jesus loves each of you so much and wants you to be victorious. Revelation 3 verses 19 through 20 says, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I'll give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Friend, The theme of the parable of the sower is to let us know the soil we are on determines our own spiritual growth and our victorious living as a follower of Christ. The purpose of the parable of the sower is to understand the importance of looking at the state of our own heart to see what place we are allowing God's word to have in our daily lives. This happens as we take God's word seriously and cultivate it daily in our hearts by becoming a doer of the word. So friend, in closing, walk among Lord's kingdom, W-A-L-K, where are you at your walk with God? Friend, I'd like to close this time in two prayers. The first prayer is regarding the devotional, my friend. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much how much you have taught me from your word. Lord, you know what kind of soil we have been on. You want us to be on the good soil. Even now, Lord, I feel I'm not always on the good soil. There are so many times I revert back to the other soils and feel the pain and also cause others pain because I have not consistently sought you but gone my own way. I am so sorry, Jesus. I know, Lord, that I cannot live the victorious Christian life on my own but need your guidance and wisdom. Please fill me with the Holy Spirit and guide me through your word as I seek you in prayer. Provide the right fellowship for me at church and away from church. Thank you, Jesus. I am so sorry for my sins and acknowledge you went to the cross to pay the ransom for my sin to set me free. Thank you so much for bearing my burden. Please cleanse me with your cleansing blood and I'll be clean again, Lord. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. I accept you into my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for making my heart your home and living in me. I live for you and serve you the rest of the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, that you have heard my prayer and answered me. Thank you that I belong to you and you will help me live a victorious life in you. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Friend, if you have just prayed this prayer, friend, be glad, be happy. You are in the kingdom of God. And don't make it depend on feelings, friend. You are a new creation in Christ, and all old things are passed away, and everything has become new. You may feel something or may not, but don't base it on feelings, but base it on your new life in Christ, on the promises of our Savior, who will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what you feel in your heart, know that Jesus has come in and resides with you. You are not alone. To make your walk strong with the Lord, spend time in prayer, talking to Him as you would to a friend. You don't need special words to talk to the Lord. Spend time in His Word, reading Psalms and turning them into prayer. Next, allow God to heal you and speak to you through the Gospel of John or Gospel of Mark. Before moving on to other books of the Bible, slowly let the Lord allow you to grow in Him, show you to which scriptures He wants you to go to next. It is also important to be part of a body of believers to help you grow in the faith. Find a Bible-believing church that preaches the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, proclaiming Jesus Christ as our crucified and risen Lord, who brings us hope, healing, and help. But be aware of churches who do believe in the Word of God completely, but there is no freedom of Christ but legalism involved. As a student, it is not too late to join a fellowship on campus to this blessed new year of 2008. May the Lord's presence and peace fill you with His love now and forevermore. Amen. Feel free, my friend, to email me anytime at readyforhisglory2004@yahoo.com. If you want to meet to study the Bible, pray with, talk about spiritual issues or whatever is on my mind. You can also reach me and call me at 412-720-4579. May you have a blessed day, my friend, and may the Lord Jesus bless you and keep you in His care. Amen.